Memories. 7. Thrawn shook his head.
Unacceptable, he declared. Completely unacceptable.
Ziara's years in the expansionary defense fleet had honed her ability to cringe on the inside without letting the accompanying emotion show in her face or stance. Nonetheless, this time it was a very near thing. A junior commander, even one who just received impressive accolades, never talked to a senior officer that way. It would serve him right if Bakhief slammed him right down to the floor. Fortunately for Thrawn, Bakhief had an above-average patience level.
Do I need to detail for you the protocols of preemptive strikes?
He asked, his voice calm.
No, sir, Thrawn said.
At least Ziara thought he got in a sir this time.
I simply don't see how it applies in this case. The ships were of Leo Aeoan design. They were using Leo Aeoan docking facilities, and they pursued us from the regime heartworld. It seems indisputable that the pirates are, in fact, under direct Leo Aeoan control and supervision.
Of course it's disputable,
Bakhief said.
The regime has categorically disputed it.
They're lying.
Perhaps,
Bakhief said.
But we only have what we have. Circumstantial evidence and an official denial.
So we allow them to go on their way unscathed,
Thrawn persisted.
What would you have us do?
Bakhief asked.
Launch a full-scale war fleet to descend upon the Heartworld and destroy every governmental and military installation we can find?
Thrawn's lips compressed briefly.
It would hardly take an entire fleet, he hedged.
You're evading the point,
Bakhief said.
Let me make it clearer. Would you destroy property and condemn people to death for the possible actions? The possible actions of their government?
And what of our people?
Thrawn countered.
We've also suffered losses of property and life.
Those who inflicted those losses have been killed or punished.
Those who did the actual deeds, perhaps. Not those who sent them.
Again, you have no proof.
Thrawn's eyes flicked to Ziara.
Then let me obtain it, he offered. Let me go to the regime as a merchant or diplomat and find a way into their archives. Official orders, or perhaps a clear line of plunder distribution.
Enough!
Bakhief snapped, his patience finally breaking.
Understand this, Commander, and understand it clearly. The Ascendancy does not attack other systems unless we have clear evidence that they attacked us first. We don't attack militarily, diplomatically, subversively, clandestinely, or psychologically. Those who do not attack us will not be attacked by us. Is that clear?
Very clear, General,
Thrawn said, his voice as stiff as his posture.
Good,
Bakhief said. He took a deep breath.
Now the other item I wanted to discuss with the two of you.
He glanced at Ziara, then turned back to Thrawn.
For your sterling performance in planning and executing the mission, Junior Commander Thrawn, you are hereby promoted to Senior Commander.
A touch of surprise crossed Thrawn's expression.
Two ranks, sir?
Two ranks.
Bakhief gave a little snort.
Yes, I know. But your success against the pirates has you riding high at the moment, and the Ascendancy does cherish its heroes. And of course, your myth.
Thrawn's face seemed to fall a little.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Bakhief inclined his head and turned to Ziara.
And you, meet Captain Ziara, are also hereby promoted to Senior Captain.
Thank you, sir,
Ziara said, her chest seeming to close around her heart. Senior Captain. One more promotion, and she would reach Commodore. the rank where everything changed.
Congratulations to you both, Bakif said. You can pick up your new insignia and IDs from the quartermaster. You're dismissed, Thrawn. Ziara, another moment of your time.
He waited in silence until Thrawn had left the room.
Your assessment, Senior Captain?
He asked, nodding toward the closed door.
He's brilliant, sir, Ziara said. Excellent strategist and tactician.
And his political shrewdness?
Poor to non-existent.
Agreed, Bakif said. He's going to need a steady hand, both to guide him and to prevent him from continually grabbing the wrong end of the fire stick.
Ziara suppressed a wince.
Do I need to guess, sir?
Hardly,
Bakif said, smiling tightly.
I'm putting him aboard with you, as your third officer.
He glanced at his Questis.
Your new ship will be the patrol cruiser Parala.
Yes, sir,
Ziara said, feeling herself straighten up a bit more. Patrol cruisers typically traveled far outside the recognized boundaries of the Ascendancy, gathering intel and watching for potential threats. An interesting and highly coveted assignment.
Thank you, sir.
You've earned it,
Bakif said.
I know you'll do whatever is necessary for the defense and protection of the Ascendancy.
He drew himself up to full attention.
Dismissed, Senior Captain. And good luck.
She'd expected Thrawn to have already left. Instead, she found him waiting for her outside the General's office.
Trouble?
He asked.
No, she said. I'm commanding the Parala. And you're my new third officer.
Again, a brief look of surprise.
Really?
Really,
she said, starting down the hallway.
Quartermaster's this way.
He dropped into step beside her.
Congratulations, he said as they walked. The Parala's reputed to be an excellent ship.
So I've heard, Ziara said. Congratulations to you as well, by the way. Two ranks at once is almost unheard of.
So I've been told,
Thrawn said, his voice going distant.
Though, of course, what's given can also be taken away.
Ziara leaned forward to peer at his face.
Something wrong?
He looked sideways at her, then turned to face forward again.
The Leo Aeon regime didn't go into piracy simply because they were bored, he said. They clearly have a serious financial problem.
You're suggesting we take up a collection?
He shot her another look, this one carrying an edge of annoyance.
They won't try it again with the Ascendancy, he said. But the problem remains, as does their chosen remedy. Once they've regrouped and replaced the ships you destroyed, they'll be back, attacking merchants from other systems. What happens to those systems?
Ziara shrugged.
They'll have to deal with the Leo Aoi on their own.
What if they aren't strong enough to do so? Thrawn persisted. Are we supposed to just sit back and watch them suffer?
Ziara looked him straight in the eye.
Yes.
For a moment, they locked gazes. Thrawn turned away first.
Because we don't interfere in the affairs of others.
Would you rather the Ascendancy became guardians for the entire chaos?
Ziara asked.
Because that's where the path would take us. We would rescue one, then another, then a third, until finally we stood alone as bulwark against 1,000 different aggressors. Is that what you think we should do?
No, of course not, he said. But there has to be a middle path.
For a few steps, they walked in silence.
If it helps, I understand what you're saying, Ziara said at last. Tell you what, when you rise to rule the aristocracy and the Ascendancy, I'll help you work out a solution.
Thrawn gave a little snort.
There's no need to be sarcastic.
Who says that for sarcasm? Ziara asked. The Myth are an important family. And as General Barkeef said, you're riding high in their estimation. The point is that non-intervention is the Ascendancy's protocol at the moment. Unless or until that changes, we accept our orders and fulfill our duties.
She caught his arm, bringing him to a sudden stop, and gazed hard into his face.
And that's all we do.
Understood?
A small smile touched his lips.
Of course, Senior Captain Ziara.
And don't worry that your family's influence was what jumped you those ranks, she continued. Don't deny it. I saw it in your face. I'm sure the Myth connection didn't hurt, but the Council doesn't do things just because some syndic wants them to. If they did, I'd have been jumped 3 ranks.
And you'd have deserved it, Thrawn said.
Ziara started to smile. The smile faded as she realized he was serious.
Hardly.
I disagree.
Thrawn seemed to consider that.
I respectfully disagree,
he amended.
You'll certainly make full admiral someday. The Council might as well promote you now and save themselves some time.
I appreciate your confidence,
Ziara said, turning away and starting to walk again.
But I'm content to take the slow, steady routes.
Admiral. Actually, the word had a nice ring to it. Provided, of course, that she was as good as Thrawn seemed to think. And provided that, while he served under her command, he didn't do something to ruin her chances forever.